We're talking the top 10 Chiefs celebrations for the year. I'm Pete Sweeney with BJ Kissel. BJ, this should probably be the most enjoyable offseason video we're going to do the entire time.
Yeah, we've been doing a few of these, talking top plays. We've seen a lot of these celebrations already. What I want to know, Pete, are you going to reenact all of these celebrations as we go through this?
You know I would, but of course I don't want to embarrass anybody.
You think you'd embarrass Travis Kelce by showing him up?
Say that, but let's just get right into it. Number 10 actually goes out to you guys. Back in week 4, the Chiefs were going after the loudest stadium in the world record. Remember, the Seattle Seahawks had it at CenturyLink Field, but this is which fans are louder, and the Chiefs go ahead and break the record at Arrowhead Stadium on Monday Night Football, so number 10 goes out to you.
142.2, a new world's record at Kansas City. Arrowhead Stadium is once again the loudest stadium in the NFL.
Pete, I think Chiefs fans always knew who the loudest fans in the world were. They just had to prove it once again on Monday night. And number 9 is actually another play from that game. Was Hussein Abdullah's 39-yard pick six interception return really was the exclamation point on that victory. And for Abdullah, it was a fantastic way for him to celebrate on the national stage.
Touchdown, Kansas City, a pick six!
Number 8, we go to week 4 in the fourth quarter. Now, the setup to this play is especially interesting. On the play before, Jamaal Charles is given the screen pass, but as he's about to cross the goal line, he fumbles the ball, recovered in the end zone by left guard Mike McGlinn. Touchdown, right? Nope, wrong. The referees rule Charles is down before the goal line. Let's redo it. Next play, 3rd and goal. Dontari Poe's in the backfield. It's got to be a run. No, it's a play-action pass, and there's Kelce in the end zone. But what does he do? He gives the ball to Mike McGlinn to spike.
Look at these linemen.
Kelce gives it to McGlinn. That fumble down there, McGlinn's the one who recovered it for the Chiefs in the end zone. So he had that rare offensive lineman touchdown taken away.
I think they call him Greasy, BJ.
If you say so, Pete, let's move on to number 7, and that was Nile Davis in week 8 against the St. Louis Rams. It was his 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown that began that second half for the Chiefs, picking up the huge victory at home. And I like the way that Nile celebrated, just dropped the ball and walked away slowly.
Nile Davis returns the opening kickoff of the second half for 99 yards and a touchdown.
I think on my Twitter, I actually said that he dropped it swaggily.
It's a better way of putting it.
Number 6, week 10, fourth quarter. Speaking of swag, less than 10 minutes ago, Alex Smith fakes a handoff to Charles, and he batters the defender. But watch the celebration here. Smith, a guy who's usually pretty quiet, very, very amped up about this one. Watch the nonchalantness, making up another word, around-the-back swag from Alex Smith.
Alex Smith on an old-fashioned 7th grade quarterback sweep to the left side, and Smith has got the rushing touchdown.
You know what, Pete, remembering that play, I think that the guy he ended up beating on that play was somebody that may have taken a shot on him a little bit earlier in that game, maybe a little bit late.
A little fire.
There was a little something extra on that play. And let's move on. Number 5, a player that may show up on this again, Travis Kelce. When you think about celebrations and the Chiefs this season, Travis Kelce's name is going to be one of the first that comes to your mind. His touchdown, the first touchdown of his career against Miami, cut the ball across the middle, dove for the pylon, did the shmoney dance. He said after that that those just kind of come to him. They're not planned, but he always seemed to have something a little extra when he got in the end zone.
And Travis Kelce, hang on to the ball. It's your first National Football League touchdown.
Now we go to number 4, back to week 4, first quarter. Jamaal Charles and the Kansas City Chiefs are jamming on the Patriots' door. Charles jams it in but winds up on the ground, but he runs away from the pack and there's too much dust on those legs, BJ.
Touchdown, Kansas City! And Jamaal Charles has his first touchdown of 2014.
For number 3, Pete, we're going back to Travis Kelce. This was his touchdown on a 2-yard reception against the San Francisco 49ers. Did a little Ric Flair. I know you, as a wrestling aficionado yourself, you were really into this dance.
A little strut, you know? And it seems that he got the woo out, but you can't really hear it from the telecast.
There's another little dance by Kelce.
Number 2. This is my favorite touchdown dance of the season. Week 3, fourth quarter. Chiefs are already up 27-15. Miami has one remaining timeout, so you have to run it here. And this is the moment in the game where you really don't expect anything. Here's Cyrus Gray running up the middle, and look at that. What is he doing? What is that? I can't get enough of that.
NFL did their own like top celebrations, and that was one of the finalists. I think that one's got to be up there.
For good reason, I think.
And Pete, the celebration that stands out the most to me isn't one that was any kind of funny dance or anything like that. It was a show of respect and honoring a teammate, and that was Justin Houston, his sack, honoring Eric Berry, his teammate, going through all the chemotherapy, everything he's going through right now. We know how many sacks Justin Houston had, so we got to see this quite a bit. But pulling up the jersey, pointing to the 29 that he had underneath, it was just a special way to honor a teammate.
I think it was one thing for Kurt Coleman and the team to make those warm-up shirts, but that tribute, you know, he was the first to do it. He had it in black writing at first, and later on came the actual big, bold numbers. A really good celebration for number one.